And joining us now on the ticket hotline, I'm sure it was a very late celebratory night for the Clemson head coach, is Dabo Swinney. Good morning and congratulations,
man,
Coach.
Good morning to you guys. I'm filled with nothing but grace and humble, too, that I could be part of something like Clemson winning its second national championship. And, hey, just let me say here that it's great to be on with you guys because, man, I got a friend who lives down there in Dallas or – it's like Flower Mound or something like that. He listens to you guys all the time.
No, that's great.
Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations, Coach.
Man, I thank you for that. Look, God had a plan for Clemson, and it wasn't to be second in the ACC or to be third in the ACC or to even be like fourth in the ACC. And I'm not finished, see?
Sorry.
Now, this is what you media guys do. You talk over me. You ask me a question. I'm trying to answer it, and then you don't listen.
Okay.
All right, look,
listening.
I'm on here to talk about being thankful, and you're giving me the business on how high up the numbers go on God's plan.
Okay. We apologize.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Look, I don't think there's any question that God had about enough of Alabama winning national titles.
Yeah, but you went to Alabama, though, so that must have been kind of weird for you last night.
Well, I did. Look, I was a walk-on at Alabama.
Right.
All right, I worked hard, and I made that team. And, I played for the Bear, all right? I know what Alabama was all about.
You played for Gene Stallings.
Well, see, now you didn't let me finish there because – That's what you guys do, man. You sit out there and you with your pens and your typewriters and whatnot, and you put them words into my mouth, and then you quote them words, and there's no accountability.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's no accountability.
All right, you were
saying. What I was saying was that I played. All right, I played for Gene Stallings.
Right.
Who played for the legend Bear the Paul Bryant. Right?
Oh, we got that a little out of order, but yeah.
That's close enough.
I know my Alabama, right?
Yeah.
I went there, and I know that he was, you know why he was called the Paul, don't you?
The Bear?
Because no, the Paul. His real name was Bear, but they called him the Paul because Mr. Alabama looked at Bear, and just like Jesus looked at Paul, said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my football program.
Okay, I didn't know that story.
I didn't hear that story.
Dabo Swinney with us, the head coach of the national champion Clemson Tigers. That has to sound great to you.
Man, I tell you, it feels so good out there. And it you know,
there.
When I woke up this morning, I was thinking, you know, first of all, thanks to God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. Thanks to God for that. But that Paul is flying high on the hilltop.
You bet.
This morning.
Yeah.
And we're so proud of that. And it's not about me. You know, it's not about Dabo. It's not about Dabo's coaching staff. All right? This is about the kids.
Right.
And these kids, they worked hard. And that's what we try to do. We try to raise these young men to take the lessons and the humbletudes of athletics and athleticism.
Right.
And translate that into making these fine young men. And that's what you saw out on the field last night. Let me tell you something else you saw out on that field.
What's that?
You saw a lot of buy-in. Okay?
I'm sorry, a lot of what?
Buy-in.
They were buying in. Your players
they
had bought in. Yeah,
these kids, they bought in that it is that it's something that you work towards. Okay? It's not something you get.
Yeah.
It's not something you're born with. Mm-hmm. It's not something God owes you or the guy next to you owes you.
Right. Right. Well, it was
this is something you work hard toward.
Well, it was a heck of a game, and you know that last touchdown pass to Renfro, Nick Saban says that was a pick. Illegal pick.
Well, you know what? Nick Saban, I know y'all are trying to get me to say something controversial here and where you can go to your little typewriters, but but you take that word pick and you add an R in it, and somewhere in there you'll get about Nick Saban. All right? You'll get around Nick Saban. That's about what you'll arrive at.
Okay. Okay. All right.
You know, God rewards those who work hard. All right,
yeah.
Nick Saban is a guy, I'm not saying nothing bad about him, okay? Nick Saban's got his accomplishments, and I can't take away from that. But Nick Saban is his own type of guy. I'm a different kind of guy than Nick Saban, and God knows that. Look, God's eye might be on the Sparrow, but his other eye is on a 35-31 Clemson national title.
I guess so.
Well, congratulations. It was a heck of a win, and what a year for your team.
Man, I appreciate that. And can I give a shout out to my friend who's listening to us?
Sure.
All right, his name is Chuck. His real name's Charles, but we call him Chuck. Mm-hmm. And he's listening to it. He's out like Flower Mound. I don't know what it is out there, but he lives out there. Okay. He's got a little spread of land.
Yeah.
But, you know, not much, but like an acre or two out there.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, hi,
but
Chuck.
Just tell him that Dabo said hi.
Okay. Okay. We'll tell him. Congratulations, Coach.
Hey, I sure do appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me on your program this morning.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
We'll see you. That allegedly is Dabo Sweeney. I don't know, though. He said he played for the Bear and then went into some sort of explanation as what that really meant.
Bear the Paul Bryant.